expression is Anna Benkrowski. That is B, B as in boy, B-E-N-C-R-O-W-S-K-Y. B-E-N-C-R-O-W-S-K-Y, Benkrowski. Anna, A-N-N-A. Date of birth is 5-19-51. Date of visit is 4-29. Please make a copy for Dr. Johna Mantinio. Johna is J-O-H-N-N-A, Mantinio, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O-D-O. Next, paragraph. Dear Johna, thank you for sending Anna Benkrowski for pulmonary evaluation. Next line. Chief complaint is history of lung nodules and asthma. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 70-year-old overweight female who has a past history of asthma since age 30, has some shortness of breath and wheezing, and was sent for a chest CT on 3/9/22. The patient's chest CT showed a right mid-lobe lung nodule measuring 4 millimeter and a 3 millimeter nodule as well, and a 3 millimeter nodule in the right upper lobe. She had no prior CT to compare. The patient denies any chest pains. She has no significant cough, but has some wheezing, and she denies any recent weight loss, fevers, or chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history for hypertension and a history for hypothyroidism. She had a cholecystectomy as well as hernia repair. And had lumbar disc surgery. Patient also had fractured foot and hand in 2018. Next paragraph, allergies to Keflex, Zithromax, and Montelukast. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of old age and UTI. Mother died of a stroke. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked 1 to 2 cigarettes per day for about 15 years and then quit. No alcohol use. No history of asbestos exposure. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has fatigue, no weight loss, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness. She has no urinary frequency. She has hay fever and asthma and an occasional cough and heartburn. No abdominal pains, but has constipation. She has palpitations, no leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. No easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle aches, and she has headaches, no numbness of the extremities or blackouts, and has itchy skin. Next paragraph, med list. Included famotidine 40 milligrams BID, allopurinol 100 milligrams daily, levothyroxine 75 micrograms daily, metoprolol 50 milligrams daily, pulmicort 180 micrograms, one puff daily, and simvastatin 20 milligrams a day. Hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily with KTAP 10 milliequivalents. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight Elderly white female is alert, pale but no acute distress, no sign of the sick or so clubbing, no leg edema. Blood pressure 128/70, pulse 92, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 207, saturation 97. HEND are non-spheric, pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, ears no inflammation. Neck supple, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the basis, with scattered wheezes bilaterally. Heart, the heart sounds are regular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, no masses or tenderness, bowel sounds are active. Extremities, no lesions or edema, no cap tenderness. Reflex in the 1+ with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, fresh number 1. Is asthma with allergic rhinitis. Number 2 is right lung nodules, etiology undetermined. Number 3 is history of hypertension. Number 4, possible obstructive sleep apnea. And next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a polysomnographic study. Also use a Symbicort inhaler 160/4.5 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, and a Ventolin HFA, 2 puffs PRN. A CBC IgE level to be done. And a follow-up visit be arranged here in approximately 6 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Johnna Mantineo, M-A-N-T-I-N-E-O-D-O, Johnna, J-O-H-N-N-A. Thank you for this consultation.